Okay. Are you ready? Okay. We have already studied 18 real, concretely produced materiality. Just short review. 4 great elements, 5 sensitive materiality, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, 4 objective materiality, color, sound, smell, and taste. Okay. Why only 4, not 5? Because eye, ear, nose, tongue, body are 5. And color, sound are their object. But why only 4? Not 5. That's what object. Tangible object. Tangible object is a tangible object including earth, fire, and wind. These 3 are inside 4 elements, 4 great elements. So it's not mentioned again here. Okay? Then 2 sex materiality, masculinity, femininity. 1 heart base, 1 life faculty, 1 nutritive essence. Why they are called concretely produced materiality? Why? Because they possess their intrinsic nature and are suitable for comprehension by inside knowledge. Now we come to another 10 non-real materiality or non-concretely produced materiality. Now they are the mode or attribute of the concretely produced matter. The 10 non-real materiality are the mode or attributes of concretely produced matter. And they are not included among the ultimate reality. They do not arise directly from the 4 main causes of matter. Matter arise depend on 4 causes. So this 10, we will study what are these 10. These 10 real materiality do not arise directly from the 4 main causes of matter. Matter arise depend on 4 causes. One is depend on karma. Karma can produce matter. The second is depend on mind. Our mind also can produce a lot of rupa kalapa. And temperature. Temperature also can produce a lot of rupa kalapa. And the last one, nutriment. Nutriment also can produce a lot of rupa kalapa. So there are 4 causes. But this 10 non-real materiality do not arise directly from the 4 main causes of matter. They are just the mode or attributes of concretely produced matter. What are these 10? Space element. Space element is called limiting phenomena. And bodily intimation, verbal intimation. These 2 are called communicating phenomena. It is play intention so that you know. It's called communicating phenomena. And lightness of real materiality, malleability of real materiality, wieldiness of real materiality. These three are called mutable phenomena. And production, continuity, decay, impermanence. These 4 are called characteristic of matter. So there are 10. What is space element? That's a space that delimits or separates rupa kalapa. Just like when eggs are put together, there's a space in between them. And similarly, there's space in between rupa kalapas that delimits them and enable us to distinguish one rupa kalapa from another. So the characteristic of space element is delimiting matter. Its function is to display the boundary of materiality. It separates one rupa kalapa with another by way of its boundary. And it manifests as confines of matter. Suppose P stands for a pure octet kalapa. E stands for I decad kalapa. X stands for sex decad kalapa. B stands for body decad kalapa. So there are so many different types of kalapa in the body. How can you recognize? How to, if without this space element, to separate it one, to separate one from another, you cannot recognize. This one is body decad kalapa, this one is eye decad kalapa. So the space element separate each rupa kalapa. The next one, bodily intimation. Intimation is called vinyati, vinyati, by means of which one communicates one's idea to another, and one understands another's intentions. It's called vinyati or intimation. There are two types of intimation: bodily intimation, is through bodily movement like nodding your head, bending the body, moving the hand, going forward and backward, one reveals one's intention to others. For instance, when you want to call close, when you want to come close to someone, with that intention in mind, many rupa kalapa called matter produced by consciousness are produced, and they pervade all over the body. The wind element in each kalapa of consciousness born matter arises together successively, causing matter to move from one place to another. Thus, the body moves forward and the intentions are revealed. Now, suppose you want to call somebody to come forward. You don't want to use your speech, but you want to use bodily intimation to ask somebody to come forward. You're moving your hand to ask somebody to come forward. The intention to come, to ask somebody to come forward, is from the mind. And each mind can produce matter. We call matter produced by mind. So each mind can produce matter. So the moment the intention arises in your mind, if you can see from your heart base here, you can see billions of particles are produced because of that intention to call somebody to come forward. And this billions of particles, it spread all over the body. It spread all over the body up to your hand. And the wind element is become predominant, because each kalapa got wind element. That wind element become predominant, it push, because the function of wind element is pushing. So the it push, that's why your hand can move. Your hand can move. This is the characteristic. The mode and the alteration in the consciousness originated four great elements, in which wind element is predominant, that causes the occurrence of moving forward. The function is to display intention. It manifests as bodily excitement. Other matter lasts for lifespan of matter lasts for 70 mind moments, but bodily intimation only lasts for 1 mind moment. And this cannot be discerned by eye. You see, I move. This is not bodily intimation. Bodily intimation cannot discern by eye, only can be discerned by mind. The next one, verbal intimation. The mode and the alteration, the characteristic of verbal intimation. The mode and the alternation in the consciousness originated four great elements, in which earth element is predominant, that causes the occurrence of the speech or utterance. Now, you may not be able to understand this. I have to give you an example. Suppose you want to ask your friend to come. Just now you use bodily intimation. Now you want to use verbal intimation. So you have to utter word. Please come. Okay. So you have the intention to utter the word. Please come. That mind, that intention, that mind can produce billions of rupa kalapa in your body. This rupa kalapa spread all over the body, and when you reach the truth here, the truth here, the body, this body is the result of karma. Body is the result of karma. So that karma also can produce a lot of rupa kalapa. So here there's a lot of rupa kalapa. Now you want to come, you want to call somebody, please come. That's mind, produce materiality. This mind can produce a lot of rupa kalapa. And inside the rupa kalapa, there's earth element. That earth element. So this, when this earth element produced by mind want to say come, when this earth element reach the truth, this earth element strike the earth element produced by karma in the truth here. So when the earth element and another earth element strike together, then the sound is produced. So this is called verbal intimation. The mode and the alternation in the consciousness originated four great elements in which earth element is predominant that causes the occurrence of the speech or utterance. Is it clear? Okay. The function of verbal intimation is to display intention. Please come. So to display intention so that people understand your intention. It manifests as the cause of the voice in speech. So if your voice is harsh, it's also the result of your karma. The Buddha's voice is excellent. Buddha's voice excellent because of his previous good karma. Even animal, during Buddha's time, when Buddha was preaching the Dharma, outside the hall, there was a frog near the hall, listening to Buddha's sound. Of course, the frog cannot understand the meaning of the Dharma, but he can take the sound as an object. Just feel the sound is very pleasant. Buddha's sound is very, voice is very pleasant. At that moment, there's one cowherd accidentally dropped the stick and hit the frog's head. And the frog died immediately while taking Buddha's pleasant sound as object. This is a good sign. So after that, he was reborn in heaven. How nice. So if you have harsh voice, it's also because it's the result of your previous bad karma. If you have very pleasant voice is also the result of your previous good karma. The next one, production. The three mutable phenomena. The three mutable phenomena, which is not in my PowerPoint. Can you turn to 117? There are three mutable phenomena: lightness, malleability, and windiness. Lightness prevents any disturbance that would create heaviness in matter or dispels it when it is pleasant. Malleability is capable of dispelling rigidity in matter, and windiness is capable of dispelling unwindiness in matter. These three must arise together. When one of the four primary elements is out of balance with the others in any part of the body, due to climate, food, or mood, that part no longer has lightness but tends to be heavy and awkward, and is no longer malleable but tends to be hard and rigid, and is not as wieldy in its movements but tends to become difficult and strength. When the four elements are balanced and the body is in good health, or one is in happy mood, the lightness, malleability, and readiness dispel the weariness, rigidity, and unwieldiness in matter. So the body becomes light, malleable, and weedy. Now, this is easy to understand. Huh? So there are three. These three are called three mutable phenomena. Lightness, malleability, and wieldiness. The next one is the four characteristics of matter. There are four characteristics of matter. Namely, production, continuity, decay, and impermanence. Production is the first arising moment of a material process. After full development of faculties, the arising moment of material process is called continuity. Actually, production and continuity is the same. Both are the arising moment of matter. And these two are termed the birth of matter. Decay is maturing of the same material process that leads to its dissolution of all termination. And impermanence is the complete breaking up of the same material process. Therefore, in the ultimate reality, each matter has undergone three sub-moments of arising, static, and dissolution. The lifespan of matter equal to 17 mind moments, which I have mentioned already. So the 17 mind moments, the first arising moment is called arising. Arising including production and continuity. Production and continuity, these two are called arising. And the last moment, 17 moment, and the last mind moment, the 17 mind moment is called impermanence, breaking up, die, death. And in between 15, exclude number 1 and exclude the last one, in between 15 mind moment is called decay or development or static. So we have studied all the 28 types of matter. According to the classification of matter, all these 28 types of matter are rootless because they are not associated with wholesome root or unwholesome root, which only belong to consciousness or mental factors. So matter, we cannot say rooted in greed, rooted in anger, and so on. So they are rootless. And all matter are conditional. They are produced by the four causes: karma, mind, temperature, and nutritive actions. So they are produced by causes. That's why they are conditional. And all matter are subject to taints. This all matter become objects of the taints. And all matters are mundane. No matter transcends the world of five aggregates. Consciousness can. The path consciousness, Sotapanna consciousness can transcend the world of five aggregates, but matter cannot. And all matter are sense fear because it's the object of sense craving. And all objects are objectless. Objectless means it cannot take object. Consciousness takes object. Eye consciousness takes color as object. Nose consciousness takes smell as object. But object, smell, how to take smell as object? Color cannot take color as object. So all matter are objectless. they cannot take any object like consciousness. And all matter are not to be abandoned, like defilement, like kilesa, like factors. Sotapanna, for example, when you attend Sotapanna, you can abandon three factors. Personality view, clinging to rights and riches, and doubt. But matter, you cannot, when you attend Sotapanna, you cannot abandon your matter, no. Even you become Arahant, you cannot, I don't want this matter, no. That cannot be abandoned. The rest I should continue. The origination of matter, the causes, the four causes of matter, which are very important, that I should continue tomorrow. Any question for today? For the sake of recording, I would suggest you to write down.
There's one question written here. When we perform a habitual action, like example, like keep walking or do things subconsciously, is there a cognitive process? Like is there a bare mind-dog cognitive process?
Again.
When we perform a habitual action, like sleep walk. Or do things subconsciously?
Sleepwalking. What do you
know? Or that they do things subconsciously, that means they are not aware, but they actually do it habitually. And is there a cognitive process involved?
Not doing doing unconsciously.
Maybe they didn't pay attention, like just habitually they scratch their hand.
Yes, that's my dog cognitive process. Yes. Only in the deep dreamless state, when you sleep very soundly and no dream, at that time there is no cognitive process. Only bawanga mind arise and pass away. Even in the dream, you still have very weak mind door cognitive process. Okay. If there's no further question. We should stop here. Nah. Tomorrow will be my last lecture. Ita wata cha ammehi sampadang punya sampadang sabe deva anumodantu sabha sampadi siddhiya. Tavata cha ammehi sampadam punya sampadam sabe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. Tavata cha sampadam sabe sabe